Call to order. Let the record reflect that. I'm just going to look at my screen here and I'm going to have to scroll over. Let the record reflect Councilman Woods, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilwoman Councilman Bill Bell, Councilman Jay Street, Councilman George Smiley. Wait a minute, you guys are moving on. Councilman Penrose Hollins, Councilman David Carter, Councilwoman Dee Durham. Hold on, let me flip my screen. Councilman Tim Sheldon, Council President Karen Hartley Nagel, Councilman John Cartier.
Lisa's on.
She's hiding behind the phone.
Okay,
Councilwoman. I'm here.
Villa.
That's a full house.
We got everybody now. I got a couple more screens here. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion on the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes as provided.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. First item on the agenda is the resolution for the Lidl store on Route 40. That is under the sponsorship of Councilman Bell. Councilman Bell, would you like to make any comments before we turn it over to the attorney?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just comments on this is that the applicant has had an active work group of the neighboring community residents. And our office has participated in that, along with legal counsel for the applicant. It's been very successful. They've been very supportive. We recently had an update from the applicant, and I participated in a virtual meeting, to go over the plan, where it stands now, and both land use and myself as the sponsor, district councilman, are ready to move forward with this plan, Mr. Chairman.
Great. Thank you very much. And also just a reminder to council that this plan is at final record plan approval. So this will be a basically ministerial vote of council. So right now we want to turn it over to the attorney. Mr. Tucker, you can proceed when you're ready.
Thank you, Councilman Tackett. And thank you, members of council. For the record, my name is Sean Tucker. I represent the applicant Lidl this afternoon. And I wanted to thank you all on behalf of myself and Lidl for continuing forward with your hearings through the Zoom software. It's very important to many of my clients to move forward with these projects, including Lidl. They certainly are a shovel-ready project, notwithstanding this current state that we're in. And it's much appreciated that you were able to keep us on schedule and certainly on this agenda. So thank you for that again. I have a very short PowerPoint that I'd like to share with you at Land Use Committee today. I also have with me Adam Hendricks, who is the project manager for Lidl, Brandon Rowe, who is our civil engineer, Betty Tustin, who is our traffic engineer, in case there's any questions in that regard, and Taylor Jalinas, who is our civil engineer as well. Brandon may or may not be on, but Tyler is for sure. And as Councilman Tackett correctly indicated, this matter is here on final record plan approval for your consideration this afternoon. It was originally before you for rezoning on August 28, 2019. So about 8 months ago was when you last saw this plan, and we've proceeded through with final engineering, which has brought us to you today. As the first slide indicates, this property, as some of you may recall, is located on Route 40, 1604 Pulaski Highway in particular. It is located across from the Food Lion, for those of you familiar with that area of Route 40, and the closest intersection is Salem Church Road. Next slide, please. Here's an overview of the site. Within the green is the actual parcels that are the subject of this application. The community located directly behind this parcel is Waterford. And as Councilman Bell had indicated, we had formed a working group, and that working group was made up of folks who volunteered to serve that all live in Waterford. The parcels combined that you see within the green boundaries before you and the PowerPoint, that is approximately 4.69 acres in size. The rezoning that was approved last August transformed the property from its previous NC21 zoning designation which was appropriate for the nursing nursery that you can see in the picture, and is now proposed for this use to be CR or commercial regional. I don't think technically that rezoning goes into place until the record plan is approved, but it was voted for in August by all of council favorably. Next slide, please. Thank you very much for advancing and working the slides, Nelly. This is just some images from about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, just giving you an idea of the character of the area and the nursery use that we will be replacing. Next slide, please. And looking down with the rendering, again, just to give you some context, at the top of the screen is the parking lot for the Food Lion directly across the street. Again, you see Waterford to the bottom right, and then you see our client's proposal in the center. You will notice there is a right in to access the site under the current plan, as well as a full movement further down the frontage with a light and full turning movements as part of this application. These are somewhat expanded, certainly above what's there today, and the right in is something new that has been added. Just to give you an idea of the square footages, thank you, Nelly. Right now, the existing nursery is about 12,000 square feet. That would be replaced with this plan if approved. The Lidl grocery store is proposed at 29,089 square feet. And in addition, you'll note there's a pad site towards the center of the screen. That's approximately 7,200 square feet. And that's been added to help offset the costs of acquiring this property for Lidl and its application engineering and legal fees. Rarely do you find an infill site that fits perfectly for your model. And the site was a bit bigger than Lidl needed for their 29,000, 30,000 square foot sort of standard size store. So to help offset those extra costs involved with a larger site that certainly costs more, Lidl was able, within the zoning code and without variances, able to add this 7,200 square foot pad site you see again in the center of your screen. There is no current user for that, but again, that is there to help offset costs at a future date and would be built as a phase two. Next slide, please. Here's a rendering that we had shown you at the time of rezoning that is consistent with what we had presented before you when we last had a hearing and in front of the planning board. Next slide, please. Here are some elevations for that building, for the Lidl building in particular, not the pad site. And you can see there's a variety of materials that are proposed, brick, different color brick, different textured surfaces, and a breakup of that color scheme, particularly in the front and the side, where you also see the landscaping and the larger trees. This is, a discount grocery store, but certainly architecture is important, and we worked with the department to improve upon the original design, and this is the version that was ultimately agreed to and was a condition of the favorable recommendation that we had received ultimately from the Department of Land Use and the Planning Board for the original rezoning. Next slide, please. As Councilman Bell had indicated, we did form a community working group, as I had alluded to earlier, that was made up of residents from Waterford who volunteered, and we had four working group meetings. This was a project where there wasn't a lot of interest in joining a working group. We had to work pretty hard to find folks to volunteer. I think it's probably a function of the fact that we're on Route 40 and it's already developed and a pretty commercialized corridor already. But we had a handful of people who were kind enough to volunteer. I think we have a better plan today because of it. And I'm happy to report that the working group did fully support the rezoning and the plan that's before you this afternoon. And Councilman Bell and his aide did participate, as he had mentioned, in those working group meetings, which again, I thought went very well and were very enjoyable. It's always nice to roll up your sleeves and work directly across the table from a neighbor on things that are important to them. And I think we all enjoyed that process together. Next slide. Just briefly touching base on the guiding principles. I won't go through the rezoning standards again because we had done that at the time of the rezoning unless there are questions about that. But just to quickly touch base on the guiding principles, this is a level one investment area. There's a little bit of level two there you can see with that mustard color. The red is level one. So this is an area earmarked for this type of development. Next slide, please. Connectability is certainly something that is important in the guiding principles. We are building a sidewalk, certainly to help connection here, connections throughout here. There is a future multimodal path that DelDOT will be installing. They are making a multi-million dollar investment in this corridor. Because of that, and because of the alignment of that, they will be the ones putting in the multimodal path. Our client is paying its fair share portion of that, but there are sidewalks throughout the property. And we also presented an opportunity to do a connection to Waterford that we've been able to take to their property line for ultimately, ideally, a connection that would join us on their side of the line. We have tried to work with the owner of Waterford. The residents there have been wonderful to work with. The owner is a little slow to respond and is out of state, but we are hopeful that ultimately they'll complete the connection. But we propose sidewalk that actually will go to our property line and hopes that the owner ultimately at Waterford will connect. And that'll provide a really nice access for our neighbors. In the interim, they will be able to connect through the sidewalks, but it will be less of a direct route until ultimately the connection is completed. Job creation certainly will come with this grocery store, full-time jobs and part-time jobs. And Adam Hendrick is on the phone if there's any questions about that. And again, the guiding principles encourage a working group. And as I mentioned earlier, we had done that very early on in the process. Next slide, please. You can see the landscaping that is proposed, which is significant. There was already natural growth landscaping behind us around Waterford, but we've supplemented that, as you can see, pretty significantly with street trees and other shrubs. We did double rows of evergreens along the neighboring property, which will remain residential down further on Route 40. They don't quite stand out here, but that's actually a double row of evergreens to provide a significant buffer along the rear of the store in particular. And as part of this site, it is redevelopment, certainly for the area and the commercial corridor. Just a few slides, but I thought it was worth just rehashing some of the key points from our rezoning application in terms of the pictures and the context. And again, I want to thank you all for holding this meeting via Zoom and continuing county business, which is very, very important to all of us. Thank you.
Okay, let's take questions from members of council. And Tara, if you could help me, because I can only see six on my screen at a time.
You got Sheldon and Cartier.
Sheldon and Cartier. Okay, Councilman Sheldon.
Yeah, I just have to, Sean, this has been big all over the place. I really hope this is not a union, non-union issue at all, but Delaware contractors. I mean, after the GM and after that other thing, before you get to the refinery, all constituents, no matter what, are not happy with all this out-of-town, out-of-state people working. Can we get some kind of commitment that they're going to use Delaware contractors?
Councilman Sheldon, that is certainly an understandable request, and I will talk to Adam, who's our project manager, when we between now and council, and certainly circle back with you and anybody else who would like an update on that. When we did obtain approval in Councilman Tackett's district for the Lidl that was going to be located at Vince's batting cages. I think we had a similar discussion. And I believe that project manager, if memory serves correctly, was going to take some steps to address that internally. But I have not spoken with Adam, who's the new project manager, on the call today about that. So give me an opportunity, if you would, over the next couple of days to explore that so that I can tell you what we can and cannot commit to. You know, we understand why that's important, and we will certainly follow up on that.
This will be questioned on, I think, the next projects through this COVID-19 thing. You just have to understand, with that million-dollar square foot distribution center, as you know, went totally out of state, basically. It hurt. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Dave. Sean, so you were able to bring this forward as a redevelopment plan. What part of the Unified Development Code did you use to get bonuses for redevelopment, or were any used in this?
Councilman, I don't believe we received any bonuses, but this certainly is a form of redevelopment given the existing nursery site. We had to do a full traffic impact study, so traffic was fully analyzed. We certainly did take advantage of non-conforming situations, as you might guess with a nursery. There's a lot of impervious cover. So we were able to take credit for that. The positive, I think, here that really came out of this is because of the age of the nursery, it had no real stormwater management. And there was one neighbor concern. It was a commercial property a bit down the road, a couple of parcels, that was having some drainage issues. And those folks had shown up at the planning board. And so we're able, through stormwater management, to actually now, for the first time, provide real stormwater management that should help resolve any existing problems that may have been originating from this parcel. And Taylor's on the phone, and maybe we could talk a little bit more about the stormwater management improvements if you're interested in those. But really, what we took advantage of here was the existing non-conforming situation. We were able to get credit for some of that impervious. But I don't think there was much more than that, unless Taylor can think of anything else on the plan that I may be missing.
Phil, one other question. Do you have a prospective tenant for the other pad site in this?
Certainly a fair question, Councilman. Not at this time. They Lidl has been focused on getting the grocery store open first, and they see that as a phase two. So I do not believe there's any negotiations. And Adam, please correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe there's any negotiations or activity yet on that user. We're trying to locate that user.
Thank you.
So, Sean, to follow up with Councilman Cartier's question. It's a 7,200 square foot pad?
That is correct.
Okay. So approximately what kind of a tenant could potentially fit in there? Is it like a fast food restaurant? Or?
You could certainly do a restaurant. You might be able to do a fast food depending on its traffic generation. The 7,200 square foot was plugged into the traffic analysis, and we do have our traffic engineer online who could probably drill down into this a little bit more deeply, but there was a maximum trip generation that we allotted to that parcel because the traffic study was a little tight, as I recall. Betty, I see you've just popped up. Do you recall, and we have a week until the next meeting, so if you don't know this right now, we certainly have time to circle back with Councilman Tackett and the other members of council, but do you recall what the trip generation was that we provided for the 7,200 square foot pad site?
Unmute.
There we go.
There we go.
The ITE trip generation manual allows us to take all retail and lump it together. So when we did our study, we lumped the square footage of the grocery store and the pad site together. So at this time, I cannot separate out just the grocery store, but I'll be glad to have that ready for our next meeting.
I appreciate that. But you could certainly have a restaurant or any other commercial use.
Yes.
And we'll
absolutely.
And we'll certainly socialize that with you, Councilman Tackett, because I realize you're very close. You're right across the street, And certainly Councilman Bell and anybody else interested, when we begin tenant negotiations and keep everybody in the loop, including our working group, certainly.
Exactly. And Councilman Bell and I share very similar topography in that area, with me having Glasgow Mobile Home Park. And of course, you've mentioned Waterford several times, and then Sparrow Run also connects. So the residents are, you know, potentially going to have to cross a very busy highway to get over there. So, you know, obviously figuring out what kind of safety measures are in place, you know, to facilitate that safe movement is going to be, you know, important to that area.
And I think Betty might be able to share with you some additional improvements that DLDOT is doing to address future safety concerns to some extent, at least, including an improvement to that crosswalk.
Dave?
Oh, okay. Was Betty going to, Betty?
Could you share a bit about DLDOT's future improvements that are already scheduled that may involve the crosswalk and other improvements?
We'll get there.
Okay.
Can you mute him, Tara?
So DLDOT does have plans to improve that section of Route 40, which will be to add an additional lane, three lane in each direction. And at the intersection with Glasgow, they'll be making some pedestrian improvements as well, with pedestrian signals, better crosswalks, and other pedestrian amenities.
Okay. Yeah, because with going three lanes, it'll make it even more dangerous. So yeah, definitely, you know, concentration on the crosswalks. And like I said, facilitating the safe movement from the residents trying to, from potentially Sparrow Run and Glasgow Mobile Home Park, you know, to get across the highway, because I'm sure potentially their prices are going to be, you know, a lure for them to, you know, get over there to shop.
Mr. Chairman, I have a related question.
Councilwoman Durham, yes, I had you on my list. I wasn't going to forget you.
Related to this topic, I just thought I'd pipe in.
Yep.
Thank you. I just wondered, Sean, you mentioned the multimodal path. Is that along Route 40? Because I didn't see a sidewalk the entire length of the project. But you're saying DLDOT's going to do that later.
Yes, Councilman. And it's very astute of you to pick up on that. Because the alignment of Route 40 may adjust a bit left or right with the roadway, even though it is a DLDOT project, it has a project number, it is funded. We thought it best in working with DLDOT not to show the exact alignment, because it could shift a little bit one way or the other. So rather than having to come back and do what's called a resubdivision plan and maybe alter that, we left it off. DLDOT, there's a note on the plan, incidentally, that does refer generically to the fact that DLDOT is going to be installing that. And that is anticipated in the next 2 years. Otherwise, if we'd have put in a sidewalk in the interim, it would just get ripped out, and it would have been, you know, tens of thousands of dollars that would have been wasted, quite frankly. So rather than doing that, we made a contribution towards the multimodal path, and it is referenced in a note by project number that it will be installed.
One other quick question, if I may. I just, in those last couple slides, I didn't see where the loading dock was. It's not around back. Is it on the top side there, or?
Sure, it is, and it's a little lost in the picture. It's actually in the very back of the store.
At the bottom.
Bottom against the stormwater management pond, that's sort of outlined in an olive color green. And you can see we added some additional landscaping right next to it that is on the edge of that stormwater management facility. Probably should have done that in blue instead of olive green. And then, of course, there's the additional landscaping behind that along the property line that is both natural and enhanced with the buffer and screening per the landscaping plan.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Additional questions from members of council? Seeing none. George, we don't see none?
No.
Okay. Turning to the public, Tara, do you have anybody in the queue that wishes to speak?
There's no public comment right now.
Okay. Moving on to the next items on the agenda. So, Councilwoman Durham, you have Karen Anderson for the Historic Review Board, but she's a reappointment, and we generally don't see them. Is she here, or?
I do not see her in the attendee list.
Okay, we usually don't on reappointments, so okay.
And that is a CE appointment. I don't know if Sue Moore wants to say anything, or.
It is a reappointment. Is Sue Moore here?
She is in the attendee list.
Okay.
I don't know if Sue, if you want.
Hi there, this is Sue.
Hello, Sue. So it's Karen Anderson, she's the reappointment.
I'm awfully sorry. Could you please repeat that?
Yep, I just mentioned that this is Karen Anderson. She's a reappointment to the Historic Review Board, so we generally don't see them. Did you have any additional comments?
Oh, I can tell you that Ms. Anderson has been on the board since 2015. And if you have not yet had an opportunity to see the resolution, she comes with an architect background. She's suited very well for the board and has been a valued member for the last 5 years.
Okay, thank you very much. Any members of council have any questions on this appointment? No? Okay, moving on to the next one, and this is a new appointment, and this is Mr. Robert Hicks to the Ethics Commission. Ms. Finnegan, can you move, or whoever moved Mr. Hicks in for
he's a brief promoted. Occasion?
What is it?
He's been promoted. He's in the panelist view.
Okay, I see him on the last page here. Okay, there he is. He's off mute. All right, Mr. Hicks, you are being offered up for the Ethics Commission as a council appointment. Would you like to give a statement as to why you feel you're a great candidate for this position?
Well, I guess there's several reasons. And first of all, many of you were there when I left, so I say hello, and it's good to see you guys again, guys and gals. And so first of all, as a CPA, we have our own code of ethics that we always have to abide by. Sometimes that puts us in conflict with the rules of the company that we happen to be working with. But in my case, the code of ethics that govern my profession ends up being the thing that I'll have to rely on first. And even if sometimes that does put me in conflict with others. The other thing is that this is an opportunity to do public service, and frankly, I've missed that. When I was on county council and then as the county auditor way back, so I guess we're talking about 15 years ago, and then subsequently I became the deputy auditor for Tom Wagner, and the fact is that I tell people all the time that those are two of the best jobs I've ever had. Why? Because I was looking out for the interests of the taxpayers. And I will frankly say, I've often said also that I never understood why police officers wanted to be police officers until I had those two jobs. And maybe to some degree, you guys feel the same way. You guys get up in the morning and you guys know that you all know that you're the good guys. You know that you're doing something that will have a great impact on your constituents. And therefore, it's more than just you, it's more than just your families. Well, I felt that way in those other two jobs that I had where I was in public service. And now that I have, I guess I call it semi-retired, I'm retired from corporate life, I was looking for an opportunity to serve again. And when Councilman Tackett put out a newsletter that simply said, hey, there are some open positions, I went, took a look, and I thought that this was the best match. One thing it should also be noted is, as an internal auditor, which is kind of one of my careers, it's been my responsibility to enforce the ethics code of the various organizations that I've worked with. Therefore, this is not an enforcement role. It's more of an advisory role, and I understand that. But part of the job of this commission is to educate. And the more that people are educated about the types of ethical situations they could be in and how they should approach those situations. The more educated people are, I have found that the fewer times you have to actually get involved and have to provide some kind of discussion with those individuals about whether or not they did or did not do the right thing.
Great. Well, thank you for those good comments, Mr. Hicks. It was really showed your enthusiasm for serving on this board. Questions for members of council. Councilman Smiley.
Yes. Mr. Hicks, I want to be open with you as I have with all members of council. I've advised Councilwoman Durham and Councilman Taggart, the sponsor, that I will not be supporting this appointment. And as such, I have requested that it not be placed on the consent calendar. That's one less order of business that we will have to take care of next week.
Fair enough.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Who next? Councilman Hollins?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I consider Bob Hicks a friend of mine. I think he is definitely qualified beyond qualifications for this position that you're bringing forth for him. If anything, I think when Bob was with County Council, with the Newcastle County before, I think he really set a standard that perhaps I had not seen before in county government when he served as the auditor. What really impressed me was one experience I had with Bob Hicks when he was county auditor. And we were actually in the county executive's office with the then county executive and the chief administrative officer. And I felt the sense that they were intentionally trying to intimidate Bob Hicks because they were not pleased with some of his investigative work that was going on that I thought was very beneficial to the residents of Newcastle County. But the question was put to Bob Hicks at the time by the chief administrative officer, almost in a threatening way, who do you work for? Surprise, Bob Hicks responded immediately, I work for the citizens of Newcastle County. I really think it shocked the county executive. I think it shocked the chief administrative officer. And I think it also shocked the chief financial officer who was in that meeting as well. And somewhat surprised me. But I think it was just an example of the type of work that Bob Hicks did when he was auditor for Newcastle County. And as you probably know, being an auditor, oftentimes people are not going to agree with you because you're uncovering things that sometimes people find very uncomfortable. And quite frankly, they may decide to try to do harm for you because of what you're involved with. But that's just the nature of the business. In my opinion, it was unfortunate that county council came to the decision to let Bob Hicks go shortly after the county council expanded with the new president. It was, in my opinion, almost immediately before anyone really got to know who Bob Hicks was. So I did not prevail during that meeting. There were 6-7 votes. And I voted with the minority, but I thought Bob Hicks had done a great job, and I think he would do a good job going forward as the auditor, as part of the Ethics Commission in Newcastle County.
I thank you for those kind words, Councilman Hollins. Suffice it to say, things happen for a reason. And so I will tell you that I valued my time on council, and I value my time in all the positions that I've held inside and outside of government. But I will also tell you that, as I said, things have gone well for me. And I think that you guys have done very, very well also, because my replacement, Mr. Wasserbeck, I think is also a really high caliber individual. Because you've been there a long time, Councilman Hollins, you know that my predecessors before me were not professional auditors. And now, since then, you have had only professional auditors. And I think that has served the county well. And that's good for all of you, because each of you have a hand in making sure that you have a professional audit department in Newcastle County. And so you should applaud yourselves as well. in spite of, or in irregardless of what happened with me, perhaps it was just good that you have a change.
Great, thank you. Additional questions from members of council? Councilwoman Durham?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, I just wanted to express my support for Bob's nomination. Bob and I served together when I was at Common Cause Delaware a few years back, and the mission of Common Cause is similar in the sense that, you know, it is geared towards ensuring fairness and open, that the public has open access and fair process in dealing with government issues. So I think Bob would do a great job on the Ethics Commission and support this nomination.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Street? Councilman Street, you must be muted.
He's not showing muted, but I can't hear
him. Yeah, no. Doesn't show it. Try again. Mm-mm. Maybe on your computer you don't have the volume up or something. We lost him. Okay, I'll come back to him. Councilman Cartier?
I think he's working on it.
Thank you. Years ago, Bob Hicks, I voted to retain you as our county auditor. I'm very glad that you have volunteered in your retirement to come back to service in county government, and I look forward to supporting your nomination for the Ethics Commission.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Street, are you back? You're not back.
Still got no sound on it.
Not yet. All right. You can send in your written comments if you have to.
We can hear from him next Tuesday.
You can put him in the chat box.
Captain, the council president has her hand up.
Oh, council president Karen Hartley-Nagel.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I also support Bob. I was on Common Cause with when he was on there also, and I felt that he did a great job there. He exhibited the ethics that I would have wanted to see in an auditor, and I look forward to voting for him.
Thank you, Bob. Karen. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All right. Want to try one more time, Councilman Street, or are you? Nope.
Not working.
It's not working. Okay. I don't see any additional questions from members of council. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Hicks. Next on the agenda, we have William Smith for Financial Advisory Council. Tara, do we have Mr. Smith in attendance?
Yes, he should be in here with council. Yep.
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, Mr. Smith, please give a brief introduction of yourself and why you would like to be on the Financial Advisory Council, and then I'll take questions from members of council. Mr. Smith, I can see you here, yeah. And it doesn't look like you're muted.
He might have given up on us.
He's still here. Mr. Smith.
Maybe you ought to say William, because maybe there's more than one out there.
He might need to unmute on his end as well.
All right.
I see something. He's connected. He's
coming there. Right.
I'm trying.
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, I could provide commentary if you'd like. It's under my sponsorship, but and maybe he'll join us in the midst if you'd like.
All right. And I don't know how we'll handle that if he can't. We'll have to defer to Mike later on that one. Maybe he could come on the night of council. I'm not really sure, but go ahead, Councilman. No.
I don't know what happened.
Who put up Zoom?
All right, there we go. All right.
What happened there?
I'm very pleased to bring forward William Smith's nomination to the NICFAC, Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Bill Smith, as we call him, Bill, is a resident of the 8th District, long-term resident, but he has served in his professional career with the Newcastle County Board of Realtors. He's been the chief financial officer of the Newcastle County Board of Realtors, and he was installed as current president in 2018. He brings a great wealth of knowledge about real estate transactions, and as council well knows, the basis of our financial, the income of council is based on real estate taxes, transfer taxes, all related to real estate. So I think it'd be a great appointment. I hope he can come back and talk to us. I think that resolution will have to see what Mike says about that.
Is Mr. Smith had sent a note here. Okay, wait a minute. He's going to attempt to call in. Okay, Councilman Smiley.
Yeah, I was just going to say, since it's a council rule that we request they appear, I would make a motion that we accept his resume and the presentation from Councilman Cartier as sufficient to meet the appearance requirement in this unique situation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you for that, George.
Have you called Tackett at home?
Yep. Yeah. Have you called? Okay. All right. Well, we have any public comment, Ms. Finnegan?
Can y'all hear
me?
No. Oh, yep. There you are, Jay.
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have you talk to William Smith.
No public comment.
No public comment. Okay. Make a motion.
Adjourned.
All in favor?
Wait one second.
Wait one second.
Hold on. We just adjourned.
Mr. Smith, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Be careful. You might ruin it.
I just want to say thanks.
Smart move.
Any additional comments?
Sorry for the technical difficulties. I appreciate council's time, and I want to thank John Cartier, Councilman Cartier, for submitting my name. I'm excited to be a participant. I'm excited to work in regards to council's efforts with financial fiscal soundness. So I couldn't hear anything you guys were saying, but I hope it was all favorable.
We'll go with that. Okay.
We were just clarifying that your position with that group is to handle their electronics.
Yeah, exactly.
I told him you'd like to be called Bill. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, Bill's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Reaffirm the motion. Thank you, John.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for attending.
See you all next Tuesday.
Thank you, Tuesday. For handling those.